Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
BJ and Jamie.
Well, the Sprucewood Inn, they're having like a little Thanksgiving. And I did sign up last night after a couple of drinks for the gravy.
You did? So you're bringing the gravy?
Jamie.
Well, I don't even know how to make gravy. But I put my name down because I had a dare.
Wait a minute. Okay. You know what this means?
What?
That means
BJ.
The Sprucewood Inn.
Yeah.
Come Thanksgiving, it's going to be gravyless.
Yeah.
Because you're not going to show up with gravy. So you told them you would show up.
I told them I'd show up.
And you're never going to make it. You're not even going to be in town.
Why would you
mislead?
Thanksgiving's going to be ruined.
Why would you mislead? What are they going to put on their taters? What are they going to put on their...
Hey, Sprucewood Inn, go ahead and scratch out Jamie on the gravy.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
Oh, man. 6 o'clock. It's the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Welcome to the program. Currently 32 degrees on this Wednesday. You can hear it in my voice. I'm dragging just a little bit today, and here's why. I had the itchy scratchies last night.
The itchy scratchies? What is that?
The itchy scratchies. I'm not really sure, but...
That sounds like you have crabs or something.
So I took a couple of Benadryls. I'm a little groggy. A little groggy this morning.
I don't think Benadryl will do that.
I can't believe I drove like that. Oh, man.
Remember how you got here?
It's because it's dry. It's dry. I wake up and I itch all the time.
Yeah, the itchy scratches before I went to bed. I had to pop a couple of Benadryls, fam. Welcome to KALC Radio, Denver. Alice 105.9. Yes, it is the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. So I was thinking this, driving in this morning. First of all, good morning, Carson.
Good morning, BJ.
Good morning, Spadil.
Good morning.
You in a good mood today?
Yeah.
All right.
Was I not yesterday or something?
No, it's just a couple of things I've come your way with this morning that you've kind of been snappy about.
There are doubts in this room that you are...
in a good mood.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it's your holiday plans. I don't know if your uncle has scrapped the turkey for the holiday. Or I don't know what it is.
I guess my biggest source of stress right now is the dog.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's understandable.
Yeah.
You just got to let me know that before you get snappy, okay?
Okay.
You've been a little snappy toward me.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
What? Like when?
Well, when I came in and I asked you, I said, hey, can you grab me this report about DIA being packed this morning? And Carson was telling me, what are the parking lots or the economy lots are already full?
All the economy lots are almost full,
I come in there and you said, hey, the audio, it doesn't say anything about DIA. It just says people want to drive this week. They don't want to fly. They're driving.
Well, I just wanted you to know what was in it before you play it.
Well, that's okay. Yeah. I'll listen to it. But it just sounded snappy, that's all.
I'm sorry. Okay.
Now, I was thinking of this driving in this morning. Do you realize that consistently, this might be our favorite Wednesday of the year?
Oh, hands down.
You ever thought of that?
No, not until now.
BJ, look at me. Look at me. I'm driving in this morning, and I thought to myself, can I think of another one? Now, if Christmas fell on Thursday, then that Wednesday would probably offset this one, okay? But that doesn't happen that often, once every 7 years, okay? But consistently, it's our favorite Wednesday of the year.
That is true.
Happy Wednesday.
Hump day that we actually love.
What the hell's wrong with this show? Thanksgiving coming up tomorrow. Man, oh man, oh man. It is here. People are traveling today. All right, we'll give you a lot of details today. A lot going on. People are moving, shaking, and getting to their holiday plans today. And it's pretty exciting. pretty exciting. I got to go to the grocery store today. I'm looking forward to it.
No.
I'm actually looking forward to it. I'm looking forward. I love the hustle and bustle, baby.
You're going to be waiting in line for hours.
Elbow to elbow with no mask on.
You're going to have to like fight an old lady over some stuffing or something.
Care. I don't care.
Green beans.
Doesn't matter to me. Doesn't matter. All right, quick break. We'll be right back. The BJ and Jamie Morning Show.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. You might have seen us in Westward Magazine. 32 degrees right now. Good morning, Jamie. How are you?
Oh, my God. How are you? Neil Bratsy, like, did this whole thing about Westward and made it like George Clooney. Yeah, because you look like did. George Clooney in it.
Yeah, it's hard to tell me and him apart. Yeah. It really is.
Hey, Shmigo, can you come sign in as you? I forgot my password.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Again?
Yeah,
like, so everything's...
Not again, just always.
Yeah, yeah, well, again. Just like yesterday morning.
Yeah, yeah, so what you meant is always...
Everything's changed in here. The keyboards are different. We've got new keyboards. We've got some cleaning that went on in here. I mean,
I don't have new cleaning. You know what's funny? Somebody cleaned my keyboard, but they wiped off all the letters.
They did?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah, so like I can't... So see, what is that one?
N.
Why wouldn't they just get a brand new keyboard?
Because it's here.
Yeah.
Second of all, what did they use to clean it that takes the letters off the board?
To call the letters
off. Gasoline.
And you know, I know, because, you know, I know my home row, ASDFJKL:.
Yeah.
And so I know that, but sometimes I get, what is the N? Sometimes I don't know if I hit the N or not.
No. You know, you're talking about the keyboards. One of the best things I ever did in high school was to take typing.
Yeah.
Because now we're a keyboard world, right? Mm-hmm. But that was one of the best things, and I got so ridiculed by my friends for taking it because it was so pansy.
Yeah, but you're funny because see, I spread out my fingers like it's ASDFJKL. So I'm like, you do pecking with your index fingers.
I know, because I've just gotten used to that. Uh-huh. I can do it the other way, but I screw up a lot.
You do?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
See, I have it memorized.
No, I have it memorized. It's just my fingers aren't in unison with my head.
I think if you're a piano player, then it's easy. But you do pecking index stuff.
Bree doesn't even look down when she's typing. It's like, I'm floored. I'm like, how are you doing that?
Yeah. She uses 8 fingers?
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, I can't do it. I've tried it. I just don't have that coordination, I guess,
but
between my brain
typing.
And fingers. I did take typing.
They don't let you do index fingers.
No, and I was pretty good at it. It's just I had a little bit of a lull after the typing till when the keyboards came around.
So it was really cool because I didn't get the, so it was like one backspace for every letter or something. Like, I don't remember. But anyway, Jolie, my friend, she's really good at it. So I would take my paper out and give it to her. She'd type it really fast and then give it back and I would roll it back in my thing. Done.
There Ta-da! You go. There you go. Yeah. Way to cheat the system.
I know. But it is crazy how like, you know, even little kids, I'm sure even Frog is like all over the keyboard.
He's good.
Yeah.
He's really good. He's amazing on the phone.
Yeah.
How he can navigate at 4 years old, it's amazing.
Yeah, especially at Tinder.
Yeah. He's good. We have 4-year-old girls knocking on the door every day. Whoa. It's crazy. I won't let him in, though.
Right? No.
Not going to happen in my house. All right, it's the day before Thanksgiving. A lot of people gearing up for family time and... You're going to have a big dinner, and it's going to be really nice. I think the weather's going to be good, too.
You know, we had a lot of questions for Schmidl yesterday about his. I have some questions about yours.
Okay, we'll come back and do that. All right.
Q&A with BJ.
Are you concerned about me, or
no,
is it more
I just,
about...
I want to visualize it.
Okay.
Yeah. I have visual questions.
Okay. All right. Well, I can answer them for you. To the best of my knowledge, I'm sure there are things that are going to unfold that I'm not ready for. When you go to your mother-in-law's, that's the way it works. There are certain things that happen that you're just not ready. You're not ready for that.
Not on the list.
No. So there's a couple of things I may not be able to answer for you. But all right, we'll get to it when we come back. Hang on.
BJ and Jamie.
BJ and Jamie Morning Show, also heard on the Odyssey app everywhere. Good morning. Welcome to a Wednesday. Tomorrow's Thanksgiving. All right, Jamie, you got some questions for me,
I have questions,
Are you concerned about me? Not really?
No, because like we got taken into Schmidl's house yesterday, he took us through what it's like to be with the uncle and his dad and himself, and we found out that it's a lap Thanksgiving. They all sit on the couch with the food in their lap and watch football.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Very
and so
cool.
So because in my head, I didn't know where they were, what they were doing, you know?
Yeah, but like, do they have a dining room, whatever?
Right, but here's what I do know. I think what I'm going to get them for Christmas is those, they're like little tray tables.
Oh, the TV trays.
Yeah, yeah. Yep. I think they need TV trays.
Okay.
Because it's going to lap, you know, because like, oh.
That's, yeah. That's very nice of you to think of
that.
That's
yeah. So I think TV trays is where it's at for that family. All right, so let's go into yours.
Okay.
So it's you and your wife and your son.
Frog.
Right? And then is her sister coming?
Yes, as far as I know.
Okay. You don't know?
Well, I don't know who's invited,
already,
but I'm assuming.
See already.
I'm assuming. I don't. Well, I don't call. I don't call and get the guest list.
I know she told you. I know she told you.
No, nobody told me who's coming.
She has told you.
No, yep. I have no idea. I don't know if her dad's coming. I don't know if her sister's coming. I have no idea.
She said who's coming.
Definitely. No, guys. Let me ask you a question, okay?
Yeah.
Why are you questioning me on the Thanksgiving and asking me questions when I give you the answer and you don't even believe me?
Because have you met you?
I'm just saying. I don't know who all's going. I really don't.
Okay.
And I've not been told.
He's been told. Look at all of us looking at each other.
Next question. Next question.
All right. So you think maybe because you haven't been told that the
sister, don't know. Yeah. Right, I'm assuming yes.
Okay. And then the mother-in-law.
Yes.
And then is there anybody else?
I don't know.
Nobody tells me
anything. I don't know. I have no idea. Could be her dad. You know, they're not together, but he's shown up at other things before. Right, right. I have no idea.
Okay, then who cooks the turkey?
I'm assuming her mother does.
Oh, she...
It's her house.
Right? I know, but...
So I'm assuming the guest or the person that lives there, being her mom, will probably cook the turkey.
See, my dad
And I'm
always...
not even sure there's a turkey. I'm going to be honest with you.
Oh.
I'm not even sure there's a turkey.
Wait, what?
No, I don't know. I have no idea.
Because when my dad would go to my grandma's house, my dad would always cook the turkey. Like, wherever we went, my dad was the guy that cooked the turkey.
Yeah, no.
Are you sure that you're not supposed to be cooking the turkey for them?
I'm positive.
Like, that you show
that
up.
That you find out?
No.
Yeah.
No.
We had that happen one year. That's funny you say that because one year I remember that. My dad was going to make the fried turkey, right?
Yeah.
And then my brother-in-law was supposed to bring, like BJ, my brother-in-law was supposed to bring the baked turkey or whatever. He said nobody told him.
Oh, yeah.
I get it. I get it. All I was told, I saw a text.
Okay.
And this was a few months ago. No, about a month ago, I guess. And it's like, okay, let's switch up tradition this year. Because normally I do all the cooking.
Yeah.
And it's hosted at my house. I got a text from her mother saying that this year we're going to switch it up. I'm taking care of everything.
Oh, okay? Wow.
And at that point...
Wipe your hands.
I wash my hands. Yeah. I'm
done.
She said
she's taking care of everything?
Everything.
Wow. That's so
everything.
Much work.
As far as I know, no one's to bring anything.
Really?
Yep.
Wow.
That was the text that I got, and that's the last I've heard.
You know what that tells me?
What?
She hated your food last year.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure there's been a few people that have thrown up at my house over my cooking.
Wow, so it's game on for her.
Yeah, yeah. And so. we're going for, a couple of hours or so, mm-hmm. then back at home again, and then I am going to cook at my house on Friday, and my son's coming over.
Oh, okay.
You know, a lot of people are doing that. So my friend, he's doing the same thing, like, because they're divorced, and so he's having his kid, he has three or four kids, and they're having it on Friday.
Yeah. I talked to my sister yesterday. They're back in Nashville, right? And she had her son fly in from Washington, D.C. A couple of other people have come in, other family members, one from Wisconsin or whatnot. They had to cancel. Everybody's sick.
Oh, really?
Everybody got that virus that's going around.
Yeah.
And they're all sick, and they've canceled their gathering for tomorrow, and they're going to try Saturday if people are feeling better.
Wow.
So there are people that are having to cancel because of all these viruses going around.
I just feel sorry for all the families that are divided or whatever. Not divided, divorced. Because, like, I know, like, my friend, she has to go to her mom's at noon. Is that you, too?
Typically. Yeah, that's mainly on Christmas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
At noon, right? And now that you have a baby, it's even a bigger problem because you have to get the baby all together, all the crap together, try to figure out nap times in between scheduling this. They go and they have Thanksgiving at noon, and then they go home, put the baby down, whatever, blah, 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 and then go back for another Thanksgiving at 5.
And you got to pack clothes for the entire day.
And you got to worry about family that comes over that possibly doesn't like one of your other guests.
Uh-huh. Yep.
And so you got to reschedule that so that you don't have that conflict inside your house.
So hard.
Because it can be very, uncomfortable.
Right. And that's why I do like the parents that get divorced and are still friends. Yeah. And they can all still get together for the kids, you know. But that does not happen that often.
No. I'm going to have my son come over on Friday, I think it is. Friday or Saturday. I'm not sure yet. But I'm going to cook for that one.
And are you having turkey?
I'm having turkey. Now, I'm having my Redbird Farms, baby.
And are you baking, frying, what?
I put it in a roaster.
The roaster?
I have a roaster pan.
I still say, you guys, the best turkey I've ever had is fried.
I didn't like it.
I loved it.
Oh, yeah.
It's the deep crispy, fried. Yeah.
Plus, the deep fried scares the hell out of me.
Well,
I see all those fires.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, I don't know if I want to mess with this.
Yeah, but it should with you. But my dad had a big open gravel driveway. You know,
I'm not going to chance it. I'll burn down the neighborhood.
He wasn't in suburbia, so. Yeah. I think suburbia deep fried is a bad idea.
remember that condo I moved into? Yeah. That lady burned down the other building? Yeah. I moved into a condo, and literally right across the way from me was another building, other condo. And there was this old lady. She was like 85 years old. And she was on the top floor, wooden deck, tried to deep fried turkey and burn the building down.
Yeah.
And she did it prior to them having water there for the water trucks from when the fire trucks showed up. So the fire trucks show up and they got no water. They just sit there and watch it burn.
Well, you can't put it on grease anyway.
Well, I'm just saying they could have burned. I mean, once the building caught on fire, you can put that out.
Understood.
Yeah.
All right. Anyway. Long story.
All right, quick break. BJ and Jamie will get to tabloid trash next.
And now, Jamie talks about everything. Fun Hollywood news and gossip.
Jamie's tabloid trash on Alice 105.9.
So I was watching this whole thing on TMZ yesterday, and Kobe Bryant's daughter is being stalked, and it's scary.
It is scary.
Right?
I saw the story, and actually heard a news report on it, just like you did, and this has been going on for years.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I didn't know that either.
Me either.
Oh, my gosh. I guess he's delusional. This man is delusional. He thinks that they're in a relationship. That's the scariest part.
Yeah, and I guess he's been online with her. Now, if you heard the same story I heard, he's been online with her for the past several years pretending that they're in a relationship and making her believe that.
No, she doesn't believe it. She doesn't even interact with him.
I heard that she did from the very at the very beginning.
That's not what TMZ
But he
said.
Never stopped.
Well, they said on TMZ that she's never met him. She doesn't know him. He keeps slipping into her DM saying, we're in a relationship. Why don't you go ahead and accept this? And then they have pictures on security cam of him actually at the university with flowers.
Yeah.
All this stuff. It's
either
scary.
Way, it's disturbing.
So
it really
he got
is.
His guns taken away a long time ago.
The guy did?
Yes, he did. So a long time ago, he had his guns taken away. Well, and even TMZ couldn't figure it out. But for some reason, now he's eligible to get guns. Ugh. And he's applied for two, the AR. And then they called it a Glock with a... like an automatic thing on it, you know, whatever.
Like a cartridge?
Yeah, whatever it is. But so he's applied for those, and everybody's like, why is he going to be able to get guns? Hmm. Like, he's mentally ill.
Yeah, I don't get it.
They were like also, you know, because he legally right now, because he went past that period.
And you're talking about a state that it's very difficult to get guns. They have big gun laws in California, right?
Yeah.
And you're talking about a state, much like here in Colorado with the guy down in Colorado Springs. That guy was threatening his mom with bombs and shooting and all kinds of stuff. They took away his guns and then gave them back to him. Yeah. And these are two states that have some of the toughest gun laws there are. I don't understand it.
To me, it looks like a disaster waiting to happen, to be honest with you. And I don't want to say that. But if I'm in that sorority house where she lives, I'm moving out.
It doesn't seem like he's willing to give up.
No.
And you're talking about a high-profile girl here, being Kobe Bryant's daughter. And, you're right, Jamie, this is kind of scary.
Yeah.
Very scary.
Very scary. Obviously, they're going to give her a restraining order. She applied for it. That's a no-brainer. She'll get it, but it's just a piece of paper.
I mean, that only goes so far,
right?
Yeah,
it doesn't do anything until he does something, unfortunately. But the good news for them, unlike other people that are stalked, is they have the money to have, you know, eight people surrounding her.
Like private security.
Yeah. Now, does she want to live like that? Of course not. You know, she shouldn't have to either. You know, she just wants to be a kid on campus.
And I'm surprised it's taking this long to come to light. Yeah. Because, I mean, this has been going on, guys, I mean, according to the report I saw, for 3 or 4 years.
I think they didn't want to give him any, they didn't want to give him any attention. Because that's what they took. We took this.
Yeah, I don't know.
We took this class about this. And because we had some situations, you know, when you're on the radio, you have situations, right? We all know that. And they told us never to talk about him on the air and don't acknowledge him. You know, nothing like that.
So it gives them like validation almost.
Yeah, right. Like they do exist.
Yeah.
And they get excited about it. And so maybe that's how she's been consulted, you know?
Could be.
Yeah.
Could be. And I think the breaking point was with him showing up at her college.
With flowers.
Yeah. I mean, that's kind of breaking the tipping point, I guess.
So crazy. Oh, my God. Scary. People are scary, man. All right. So here's the other one. I found out some, I guess, good news about the Chrisleys.
What's the good news?
They don't have to report until January.
Yeah, I couldn't figure out yesterday if they went straight to the pokey or not.
No, they don't have to go till January.
Oh, okay. So they've got time. And I think they're going to appeal, aren't they?
Yeah, I'm sure they are.
Is that what they're going to do?
Yeah. I mean, they haven't said so, but everybody's like, yeah.
I don't see them getting out of this. I read part of that story again yesterday, and the billions of dollars. And it's crazy that they were trying to get. They got millions. But they were trying for even more.
They were?
Yeah.
I didn't even know that.
They never stopped. This guy was like, he filed for bankruptcy, I don't know, like 5-6 years ago. And he put the most prized possession he has was a ring worth $1,300. I mean, he lied so much on his form.
Wow.
You can't do that. When you file bankruptcy, you got to list everything.
Yeah, you do.
Okay?
Yeah, you really do.
This guy's in a multi-million-dollar home. He's talking about spending $300,000 a year just on his wardrobe.
It's so funny because I didn't know that about bankruptcy, that you have to like literally tell every single thing you had.
Everything.
And I had a girlfriend that went through it. She had on a Tiffany's ring or whatever. And I was like, I love your ring. She's like, don't ever mention it because I didn't put it on the list.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You've got to put everything you own on the list because all creditors have to be, they have to have knowledge of
it.
Yeah.
And for like 7 years, you can't apply for a loan. You can't get credit cards, nothing.
Yeah.
I mean, you're living on what you're making.
I always thought it sounded fun. Like, you know, when I was like, ooh, I want to do that.
Like wipe your debt?
Yeah.
I know. I thought the same thing too.
I was always like, ooh, it sounds real easy.
Kind of sounds like half the show's bankrupt.
Maybe not.
We know a lot about
it. You never know. Maybe I'm a Chrisley. You don't know. You don't really know people, do you?
No, you don't.
And Savannah Chrisley, she did a podcast. Now, keep in mind, she did this podcast before they were sentenced. But here's what she had to say. Number one.
Come home Tuesday and I have custody of a 16-year-old and a 10-year-old. And we spend our first Thanksgiving not as a family. I've never been away from my family for holidays. I've never had to worry about where my parents were, if they were going to show up. And I think that's the hard part is, and I think there's a level of guilt too for myself of knowing that Chloe and Grayson aren't going to have that same feeling of our mom and dad going to be home tonight. And I think that's the hardest part is me trying to navigate how you teach to younger children who aren't fully developed that yet and how to get them to understand the circumstances. And that's a really, really difficult thing.
You know, sorry to say this, and it's not nice. And she's, you know, I think, is she 28, 29?
I think she's 23, I want to say.
Here's what I thought while I was listening to that. Because I watched the show. She has like a penthouse apartment in Nashville. She has all her bills paid for. The last I saw, she didn't have a job.
She's 25, by the way.
25. Yeah. So I'm thinking what she really is saying is, please give me a reality show of me raising these kids. Because I need money.
She's saying the gravy train is gone.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, the parents were taking care of everything.
Everything.
And you can tell because this podcast, like you said, occurred prior to the sentencing, which tells me that they knew what was coming. They're going down. They're going to prison. There's no doubt about it.
Yeah. And I mean, Listen, it's not her fault. She didn't know. But gosh, can you imagine? You're living this life in the penthouse in Nashville. You know, you have your Range Rover, because I think she has a Range Rover too. Like, it seems like all the kids have Range Rovers. You're just, I mean, you have a credit card, just ka-ching, 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 and it's all just ripped out from under you, and you have to live in reality.
Here's the thing that I don't understand, Jamie, with this whole story. And listening to her, she's 25 years old, and she's been living in this penthouse, as you say, and she's had all of her bills paid for. How do you be in that situation and not question where the money's coming from?
Her dad is developer and a finance guy. And I think if you've always grown up with him being that guy, you think that he just makes millions.
They're living in, multi-million dollar mansions. Right. They're spending bukus of money. And you don't even question it?
No, I don't think you do. Your dad's in finance and property management.
And if you don't know that world, you've grown up the entire time thinking that you're just one of those well-off families.
You don't know that your dad filed for bankruptcy and owed millions of dollars?
No, I'm sure they keep him sheltered from all that.
Yeah, I wouldn't tell my kids if I filed bankruptcy.
Me either. Be like, everything. My girlfriend, Holly, said this one, which I don't know if I agree with. She said your kids should never know your financial struggles. They should never know that you're having any kind of financial, because it's not their burden. And I'm like, yeah, but kind of don't you want them to know that everything's not paid for either? You know?
I mean, and don't you also want them to know that there's some financial responsibility in life?
Yeah!
That you know, maybe
bastards?
Don't make the mistake I might have made, you know?
Back in my day, I only made $1 an hour for babysitting.
I don't know.
It's a bunch of crap.
It's hard for me to believe with Google.
$1 an hour. Think about that.
I got you. $1 an hour. Kids. Yeah, well, they owe you some reparations, I guess, because you're worth more.
$1.
I just don't understand with Google and everything out there. You got a big TV show. It's not like that you're, just a family that lives in the burbs out here that nobody knows of. I mean, you've got two or three TV shows, and she's never Googled and seen that her dad filed for bankruptcy and all this crap.
I'm sure he just said, you know, like all people that file for bankruptcy, they go, this is what their line is. I'm no different than Donald Trump. He filed for bankruptcy. He became president. And I just need to rearrange my money. And it's nothing you need to worry about. Because I do remember back in the day, people would justify filing bankruptcy just like Donald Trump. I'm like, you're not like Donald Trump.
Yeah. It's a little bit different.
Yeah, a little bit. I guess. But that's what they use. All right. The other thing is Rihanna. I really like her. But it seems like everybody's doing this now. When you get... what's wrong with you over there?
Nothing. I'm moving the papers around. Trying to figure out where the hell I'm at. Thanksgiving. I've got to get myself in order here.
Dude, I literally need to go right now so I can get my nails done.
Yeah, I got to get to the grocery store. I want to beat the crowd to the grocery store. So hurry up with your Rihanna story.
I know, right? Hurry up. You have to get these done. All right, but the Rihanna thing is, everybody seems to be doing this, which is when they get the Super Bowl halftime show, they do a documentary. So the camera crew is going to follow her during her rehearsals and then actually doing the Super Bowl show. Beyonce has done this, and J-Lo's done this, and now she's going to be doing this too. Yeah. And she's going to make millions.
Yeah, she will.
You know what?
It's a good idea, though.
Yeah. You know what this is, BJ?
What's that?
The rich just getting richer.
Yeah, that's the way the world works. It's depressing as hell.
I'm sorry, I was just practicing lines for Thanksgiving. All right, there you go. Tell her trash.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.TV. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.